We must first speak with Peter Anderson, CEO of the Victorian Transport Association. Switching to electric delivery trucks rather than diesel-powered ones could mean cutting noise, congestion, pollution on city streets. Peter, good morning to you. How do you feel about that proposition?
Morning, Ross. It's the future. It's the way ahead. But there's still a lot of work to do. We still don't have a strong business case. We're still not sure what the real costs are going to be.
So, Peter, other jurisdictions around the world, how are electric delivery trucks going in those markets?
Well, they're building up in local areas. I mean, they'll suit city deliveries, short distances, light freight. But as soon as you get to the heavier freight, the longer distances, they're becoming practical at this particular point. They haven't really designed the truck that we really want yet. So we're looking at alternate fuels other than just electricity, other than just batteries.
Mm-hmm. Well, so when who said it? Ralph Waldo Emerson. Did he say, build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door? Why isn't that someone out there building an efficient electric truck?
Well, that's exactly right. The technology's there. I mean, you know, we didn't go about designing a better candle. We actually designed something completely different to get better life. So, I mean, it comes down to the fact that we need to go a lot further than what we really have to make the idea of electric trucks something that the industry will take up in great numbers.
So I get the fact of distance that, you know, it might be a problem for distance. Why is it a problem for weight? Why is an electric truck not able to carry as much weight?
Because of the batteries, Ross. The batteries will weigh a lot of weight. It's all about how many kilos you can carry. That's how you make your money. A truck's a commercial vehicle. It's not a pleasure vehicle, so you've got to get as much freight on as you can. Unless the freight's light, a battery vehicle doesn't really suit the true nature of a heavy vehicle.
And Peter, just prior to Christmas, AdBlue was the big story around town, that there was a shortage and that was going to cause some huge issues. So where are we at with that now?
Well, the federal government gave the company $26.5 million to change the production, which they have done. They're looking to produce 3 million litres by the end of January. That will satisfy some demand, and we will be out of the clouds with that. So we've been able to fix that with government intervention.
Excellent.
Good on you, Peter. Peter Anderson, CEO of the Victorian Transport Association. I'll tell you what, the end of January is looming as being important for all sorts of reasons, and that's only 13 days away.